Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. Do you ever have those moments when you think about, what is my purpose? What was I born to do? And is this it? I remember feeling that way when I was a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom for my whole life. In fact, as a child, I dreamed of running an orphanage of 50 kids, and it was going to be amazing. Well, I had 6 kids. It was close, but there were times when, you know, I was living the dream, but it didn't feel like the dream. I felt so empty and often lonely and drained and tired and grumpy. And I wasn't being like Maria from The Sound of Music, who I actually aspired to be. I wasn't being Mary Poppins, and I didn't like it. And then I would feel guilty every time I didn't measure up to this picture-perfect standard that wasn't even realistic. I'm sure you can relate because we all have those moments and you think, is this it? Is this how my life is going to go down? Well, I know a lot of my friends, as they approach their mid-30s to 40s, somewhere in the 40s, they start to have kind of a wake-up call where they start thinking about what's next? What's next? I mean, I'm approaching the middle of my life. Is this what I want to do? Have I done what I need to do? What's my purpose? Well, if that's you and you're kind of ready to pivot or thinking about it, then I want to invite you to my masterclass that's happening next week. It's called 5 Easy Steps to Rock Your Morning Routine, Even If You're a Busy Mom. Why do you need to rock your morning routine? Well, I believe the clarity that you're seeking, the knowledge of what's next, the understanding of your gifts and purpose comes during those quiet early morning hours. Before the kids are up, before anyone's demanding things of you, when it's quiet and when you can think. You know, that can be a really sacred time, whether you use that for meditation or prayer or scripture or journaling. I do a combination of all of those. But it's when I can say, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is who I want to be. How am I measuring up? I call it a sacred time of day because it's the easiest time for me to tap in to my intuition or to communicate with God or the universe or a higher power, whatever language you use, because I'm alert. Cortisol is highest in the morning, so you can listen to that inner voice more easily. It's a time when I can let go of the guilt and the shoulds and perfectionism, and most clearly hear and know what I should be doing with my time without comparing myself to anyone else, to what other people seem to be doing on the outside, but to know clearly my purpose, how I can best use my time. And that all happens in your morning routine. So join me for the free masterclass next week, 5 Easy Steps to Rock Your Morning Routine, Even If You're a Busy Mom. You can sign up at jenridey.com/master-class. jenridey.com/master-class. I know every one of you listening has something you were born to do, a gift you were born to share. And it's a gift that if you don't share it, will be lost to the world forever. Let those words sink in. Meeting everyone else's needs is noble. It's amazing to serve, but sometimes you have to set those things aside and make that sacred time for yourself in the morning so that you can know the higher things you were born to do, the way you can make your corner of the world a better place. And that feels so fulfilling and it feels good. And the reason it feels good is because it's what you're supposed to be doing. I'll be talking to you more about that in the masterclass, 5 Easy Steps to Rock Your Morning Routine. You can sign up at jenridey.com/master-class. It's free. I would love to see you there. I will see you next week. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenridey.com.